السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to inshallah use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, as usual, I'm incredibly excited to meet you through another episode, in episode number 52. Today, we want to continue our chat where we left off last week. As you may recall, if you have listened to it, last week, we started our three-part series on combating our negative self-talk. I talked about two incredibly beneficial tools from Islam and science to move from inner chaos to inner peace. If you have missed that episode, I highly recommend you listen to it first. I also argued why it's important to change your constant negative self-talk. So the first tool I talked about was noticing and labeling. I said how naming your underlying negative emotion actually helps you to control it better. And the second tool I talked about in that episode was about saying A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. And I gave my reasons why it's so powerful from an Islamic and psychological angle. Today, inshallah, we want to continue with two more tools to combat our negative self-talk. So let's dive in without further ado. So tool number three is replacing your negative self-talk with positivity, with positive self-talk, okay? Replacing your negative self-talk with positive self-talk. Now, here's the thing. I'm fully aware, and I know that. You can't just get rid of your negative emotions just like that. You can't just erase it. Emotions are an integral part of our life, so you can't make it just disappear, okay? However, you can replace a negative emotion with a neutral or positive emotion. You can replace it. You can't erase it, but you can replace it. Likewise, you can't erase your negative self-talk just like that. Okay? But you can replace it with neutral or positive talk. Now, why do I say neutral or positive talk? Well, it all depends on what you go through in life. You know, certain people have issues such as anxiety and stress. For such people, it isn't always easy to move from negativity to positivity. It's not that easy. If they have a hard time thinking positively, right? They won't be able to replace their negative self-talk with positive self-talk instantly. That's going to be a very difficult thing. And as I said also in the last episode, you need to obviously first and foremost work on your fundamentals, basically energizing your body, mind and soul so that you can make this switch easier. However, even for those people who have these difficulties of anxiety and stress and depression and all these things, it's much easier for them to move from negativity to a more neutral state. Not necessarily to the positivity, but to a more neutral state. Now, let me explain to you, inshallah, with a few examples. Let's say you engage in negative self-talk quite often, okay? So whenever you do something wrong, you say to yourself, I am dumb. And I bring this example because I know many people unfortunately do this, and I hate that, subhanAllah. Now, depending on your mood and situation and your mind, it can sometimes be challenging to force yourself to stop a train of thought in its tracks. It's often easier, however, actually it's often far easier to change the intensity of your language from like, I am dumb, to like, that wasn't very intelligent of me. Now, it may be the same thing, right? However, the intensity is different. Though saying to yourself like, that wasn't intelligent of me, is still a negative statement, it is still much less intense and much more appropriate, right? Just say to yourself, I'm dumb, like, or That wasn't very intelligent of me. Same negative statement, but less intense and much more appropriate. And more importantly, you are actually expressing the fact as it is. Let's say you did really something that was not very intelligent of you. So you don't need to really lie to yourself. You don't need to fool yourself saying like, I'm intelligent. Rather, you can express that fact as it is. Right? So you are basically really stating the fact as it is. So you aren't lying to yourself. You're just stating the fact in milder and less intense language. And that makes it easier for you to move from negativity to, inshallah, a neutral state. Or to give you even another example, like, I hate, certain people say like, I hate this. If they don't like something, they say like, I hate it. I know that actually, at least from my kids. Now, think about it. I hate versus I don't like, or even I don't prefer. I mean, I hate is a too intense phrase. However, when you say I don't like, that phrase is certainly a bit toned down, right? I would even argue I don't prefer is even a better version than I don't like. So as you can see, the words you use matter a lot. I mean, you can try this, right? You can try this, like, say to yourself, like, I hate something, or I don't like, or I don't prefer. It's a big difference. So you can express the same thing in different ways. Now, changing the intensity of your language matters a lot, because changing the intensity of your language actually change your emotions. Changing your emotions actually change your state of mind. And that's incredibly important for anyone who wants to move forward in life. Right? If you feel like sad emotion, it's difficult for you to move forward. If you're happy, it's easier for you to take action and move forward. Because you see, most of the time we are stuck in life due to negative emotions surrounding us. That anxiety, that sadness, that stress, all these things play a big part in making us stuck in life. However, if we can, inshallah, overcome it, that becomes our catapult for success in this world and in the akhirah, bi'idhnillah. So even if you can't replace your negative self-talk with positive talk, try using more gentle language that is more neutral than negative. When you do that, you're actually muting the negative power of your negative words. So that's basically level number one training. Okay? That's level one training. Level one training is trying to shift your negative self-talk to more a neutral self-talk, okay? And if you pass that training well, and if you practice it often, and you catch yourself quite often whenever you have this negative self in a chat, and you catch those negative inner chats often, then you can move to level two training, where you replace your negative self-talk with positive self-talk. And I would even say, you can move to level 3 training, where you move your negative self-talk with positive self-talk while using even your name in that phrase. Let me explain that how I say it. So whether you name it 2 or level 2 or level 3, that's basically more or less the same thing. So what you can do is you can actually replace your negative self-talk with positive self-talk, but using your name in that phrase. For example, here's what I say to my mind when I talk to myself. You know, when my mind says like, ah, oh, it's difficult, or I can't do this, it's too difficult, whatever. Then I change it to like, hey, Rushdie, give it a try. Inshallah, that will be fine. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. Or when my internal talk says something like that, I'm dumb, which it doesn't say that often, alhamdulillah, I say, Rushdie, yeah, you can do that. You can try it differently. Or if it says like, I hate it, then I say, no, I don't prefer, or I try differently. Or when my internal talk goes like, I can't make it work, then I say to myself, Rushdie, give it another try. Sometimes I say it loudly. And loudly in a sense, not that I shout, but I can hear what I say, like, Rushdie, give it a try. It's possible. You can do it differently. You can, you know, try differently or something like that. Something positive, inshallah. I mean, you get the idea, right? Now, you may ask, why do you talk to yourself in the third person when you talk positively, Rushdie? Well, that's because science says so. Actually, there are researchers, psychologists, that study about these things, subhanAllah. One of the leading psychologists who studies about self-talk psychology is Dr. Ethan Cross. Ethan Cross actually says that a subtle linguistic shift, you know, shifting from I to your own name while self-talking can have powerfully self-regulatory effects. So in a research study, he basically asked some volunteers to prepare a speech with less than 5 minutes of mental preparation. So half of the subjects he ordered to use I when they talk to themselves. And for the other half, he asked them to use you or their own names. Now, those who used I, okay, they had a mental monologue that sounded something like that. Something like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I can't prepare a speech in 5 minutes without notes. Because giving a speech, obviously, as you know, it's one of the most frightening thing for most people, a public speech, right? So they say to themselves like, oh, I can't prepare in 5 minutes without notes. It takes for me to prepare a speech for at least days, you know. However, people who use their own names, on the other hand, they were more likely to give themselves support and advice. They were saying things like, hey, Rushdie, or whatever the name is, like, you can do this, you can do this. So these people sounded like more rational and less emotional. That's very important. They sounded more rational and less emotional. Why? The researchers say that's because they could make some distance from themselves. And that distance is very, very important. And that's something maybe we can talk in a later episode. But sometimes, you know, looking from a distance, the same problem changes when you look at it from a different angle, from a different distance. Anyway, so next time when you talk to yourself positively, try using a name. You know, I had a client who had difficulty switching negative self-talk to positive self-talk. Really, had a lot of time, had a really hard time. So he felt like he's lying to himself. Then I said to him, listen, I mean, even your thoughts can lie to you. You know, that negative self-talk, it's not from you, it's from Shaitan, right? So it can lie to you. So I suggested he work on making that statement more neutral, which was more believable to him, right? And after that practice, alhamdulillah, he felt easier to switch from negative to positive. Now, talking about positive self-talk, I actually remember two beautiful things from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there's a beautiful, authentic dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It goes like this. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma kama hassant khalqi, fahassin khulqi. Praise be to Allah. O Allah, you have beautified me, so beautify my character. Subhanallah. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dua. I love this dua. Now, some scholars say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually said this phrase while looking in the mirror. And that's why you might find it in certain dua books. You will find this, actually, this dua when looking in the mirror, say this dua. You know, we all have this self-talk while looking in the mirror, right? So some scholars say it's one of those moments in the prophetic life. However, some other scholars actually negated that the phrase was told while looking in the mirror. They say that hadith that says Prophet ﷺ said this phrase while looking in the mirror, actually that part is not authentic, or it's less authentic, or hasan. There are debates. Anyway, we are not going to go into that. We are not hadith scholars here. In any case, what all these scholars agree is that the dua itself is authentic. Okay, alhamdulillah. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khulqi. Now, look at the beautiful meaning of it. Praise be to Allah. O Allah, as you have beautified me, beautify my character. Subhanallah. So, and before we go into the character and all these things, subhanAllah, that's very, very important, obviously. But just see the prophetic positivity and confidence in his beauty. Right? It's so beautiful. Obviously, he was one of the most beautiful people who ever lived. But here's the thing. The dua is also for us, right? Everything what he said is for us to emulate. So when we use this dua, we are in fact appreciating the beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adored us with. So what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually teaching us is to appreciate the positive side of our life. See the positivity. Regardless of how you really look, always look at the beauty side of your life. The positive side of your life. So let's memorize this dua and use it often to feed our minds with positivity. Alhamdulillah, if you can do it, like even looking at the mirror, there's no harm in saying that at all. That's an opportunity for you to actually feed your mind with positivity. Instead of, you know, looking at your face like, why does my nose look like this? Oh, why is my eyebrows like this? Say this dua and you are actually getting reward for that time. Alhamdulillah. Now here's the thing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't just talking to himself positively. He also encouraged others to talk positively. And that's the beauty, right? He was someone who always encouraged people to do positive and good things. So there's a beautiful story of a Sahabi called Zahir ibn Haram. Now this particular Sahabi wasn't a very good looking person. Actually, the person who narrates this hadith says that. I mean, if I can recall properly, he is even a black man who doesn't really look good. I mean, we don't want to go into details. Hey, the thing is that Sahabi wasn't a very good looking person actually. He was kind of and he was also a poor Bedouin, you know, on top of that. A poor Bedouin, not good looking, who lived outside of Medina. Now, however, this Sahabi, he had a great love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever he came to Medina for a need, he brought something for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift, you know, like cottage cheese or butter, whatever those Bedouins used to produce. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prepare something to give to him whenever Zahir wanted to leave as well, such as deeds and so on. So they both loved each other, mashallah. So one day, this Sahabi came to Medina. He obviously wanted to meet Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he found out that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't in the masjid. So he went back to, he went to the masjid. He didn't find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went to the marketplace to some of his merchandise. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ found out that he came to meet him and he wasn't there, and he found out about the arrival of Zahir, he actually went to the marketplace looking for him because he knew that, okay, he is most probably there selling his merchandise. Now, when Prophet ﷺ arrived in the marketplace, subhanAllah, it's so beautiful. I mean, imagine the scenario. Prophet ﷺ, he's arriving in the marketplace. And he's looking for Zahir, and he finds Zahir, you know, Zahir is basically selling his merchandise, and this is, he's in his shabby dress and all these things, subhanAllah. But still, Prophet is going, he's surreptitiously going behind Zahir and hugging him tightly. SubhanAllah. Imagine the scenario, right? Prophet arriving at the marketplace, going behind Zahir surreptitiously and hugging him tightly. Now, Zahir was unaware of who the person was hugging him behind, obviously, right? And he couldn't obviously see who it was. So he was like, hey, leave me alone. And then Prophet ﷺ started jokingly say to the public, who will buy this slave? Who will buy this slave? You know? And then obviously, upon hearing the voice of the Prophet ﷺ, Zahir realized that it was the messenger of Allah who is doing this prank on him. So he felt comfortable, like, alhamdulillah, it's the Prophet. Now, do you know what Zahir said? When Prophet said, who will buy the slave? Who will buy the slave? SubhanAllah, looking at himself and his beauty and his extreme poverty, Zahir said to Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, you will find me unmarketable. You won't find anyone paying for me, you know, like that sense. So Zahir felt like he's not worth any money, not worth any penny. So his self-talk was quite negative, you know, subhanAllah. Now, here is what is important. Here's the reason why I'm mentioning this story, because listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say. You know what Prophet said? That's the most beautiful part actually. He said, indeed, you are precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are not unmarketable with Allah. In fact, you are so precious that really you are much more precious than you think in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Now, that's a beautiful story really. I mean, subhanAllah. So, but you can learn a lot of things from this hadith, but what I want to actually highlight is not only did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam correct Zahir's negative thoughts about himself, but he also helped Zahir see his positive value in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important that we catch our negative thoughts and our negative self-talk and correct them. However, it's equally important we correct the negative thoughts of our loved ones as well. Because negativity is actually contagious, you know. So this is a point that I try to do at home, especially having three kids, you know. Sometimes they pour out so many negative self-talk, obviously, as kids, as you know. So I try to correct them. No, this is not the thing. So as a family, it's important that we help each other live a positive and productive life, inshallah. So that's so much about tool number three. Okay? Tool number three. Can you recall what that is? Replacing your negativity with positivity. Replacing your negative self-talk with positive self-talk. Let's move on now to the fourth tool today. Fourth tool is dua and dhikr. Yes, this tool is actually perhaps the most important tool to combat our negative self-talk. I mean, if we want to strengthen our minds with positivity, who else can we turn to except the source of peace? As-salam, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salam. And He is the one who provides us with peace, happiness and positivity, everything. So if you find yourself being very pessimistic in your thoughts, make it a point to make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him earnestly to replace those negative thoughts with more productive, positive thoughts, inshallah. And I mean, I don't need to explain to you, alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, you know the importance of dua and its effectiveness, right? Actually, in one of my very first episodes in this podcast was about dua, particularly about active dua. If you haven't listened to it, check it out, inshallah. Now, dhikr, that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is equally beneficial in warding off negative thoughts in the first place. I mean, if you can recall, in part one of this series, in episode 51, the primary source of negativity is actually from shaitan, right? It's a whispering of shaitan. And we can ward off his influence by making frequent dua and dhikr. We learn from the Quran and the Sunnah as well as about the importance of frequent dua and dhikr. There are so many beautiful dua and dhikr we find from the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now he sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to be consistent with the morning and evening dhikr. And you know that. I mean, they are not only essential for shielding us from negative influence of evil things, but they are also a source of strength, peace and guidance. So I'm sure you are aware of these morning and evening dhikr and mashallah, I'm also hopeful that you are practicing these things morning and evening. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, right, for instance, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us and he told us that one of the best sources of protecting ourselves from the whispers of shaitan is to recite the three kul surahs morning and in the evening. That's the best protection for us. I mean, if you do that, just that, it takes less than 2 minutes, morning and evening. Kul a'udhu birabbin nas, kul a'udhu birabbil falaq, kul a'udhu birabbin nas, three times, morning and evening, that's it. If you do that with the conviction, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from all these whispers of shaitan and evil eye and all these things, right? You know that. Obviously, there are many more such dhikr and dua to do. But if you can do at least that one, alhamdulillah, that's a great thing. By the way, just talking about that, there's a beautiful app that I came across recently is Dhikr and Dua. You find it on Android as well as on iOS. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful app. It's a free app made by, I think, Ummah Trust from the UK. MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them abundantly. It's such a professional, beautiful piece of app. really, really nice. You will find it dhikr and dua. I think it's from the website called alifewithallah.com or .org. You can Google it, Alive with Allah. And it's very, very beneficial. And if you don't have the, if you don't have an app to recite your morning and evening dua and all these things, you can find all these dhikr and duas and many other things, mashallah. I highly recommend that app. Try to inshallah install it and then inshallah make dua for me and the person who created the organization who created that, alhamdulillah. Now, for the sake of brevity, I would like to mention another one, just one dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said every morning and evening. And this particular dua is one of my favorite duas, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking protection from all psychological and physical negativity. It's such a beautiful thing, you know. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazn. وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from anxiety and grief. Subhanallah. I seek your protection from inability and laziness. I seek your protection from cowardice and miscellaneous. And I seek your protection from being I seek your protection from cowardice and miserliness, and I seek your protection from being overcome by debt and being overpowered by men. I mean, this dua is really fascinating and powerful. In fact, whenever I feel a negative emotion, I try to recite this dua with the belief that Allah will answer it, and voila, alhamdulillah, I feel the negativity go off almost instantly. Okay, so try to be regular with this and many other dua and dhikr, and you find it. You find from the sunnah, alhamdulillah. And they absolutely help you to feel better and positive. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yes, that's all from me for today. So dua, tool number four is dua and dhikr. I hope you will inshallah practice that. We will inshallah talk about another few tools in the next episode. I'm really looking forward to sharing them with you inshallah soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to overcome our negative self-talk so that we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment, every single day. Ameen. So if you find this episode beneficial, inshallah, please do two things, as I always say. Make dua for me and spread this goodness to everyone, you know, please. And that's how I can make a bigger impact, inshallah. That's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope it is beneficial as usual. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. And I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.